Bird Creek Trail begins in a birch forest and climbs into an alpine area above Turnagain Arm. It is one of the first hikes open to sufferers of cabin fever. Every spring, warm Chinook winds blowing from Prince William Sound over Portage Pass into Turnagain Arm melt snow and dries the trail along the southern exposed hills. The southern exposure brings early flowers to an area surrounded by snow. Spring hikers often find an open spot exposed to the sun and attempt to obtain a pre-season tan by spreading a space blanket and basking in the season's first rays. A few years ago, before the trail was clearly marked, we bucked our way to the saddle between Bird and Ship Creeks. It was a fall hike. The trail was dry and free of snow. Arriving at the saddle at midday, we stopped for lunch. As we ate, we imagined we were the area's first visitors. It seemed we had stepped back in time and were discovering Alaska. It was wonderful to survey the valleys and to see sheep on the mountaintops, perhaps the first men to have done so. We were alone in a time-locked land, and the feeling was grand. As we proceeded over the saddle into Ship Creek Valley, we were immediately brought out of our time warp into the 20th century. There, on the hillside, were the remains of earlier hikers' lunch. They had packed in government-issue sea rations and had scattered the cans over a large area. We picked up their mess, but our hike had been desecrated. The experience forcibly drove home the need to pack out what is packed in. As we returned to civilization, carrying the remnants of someone else's bad manners, I was reminded of a thought expressed to me ages ago by a teacher long since departed. You can tell the character of a man by the garbage he leaves behind.
When you go outdoors, take a young person with you and teach them by your example what it means to be a sportsman. Behind the wheel or in the boat or on the road or in the lake, take the high trail and practice ethics of fair chase. Goodbye and good luck. May God bless you in the land of the midnight sun, and may your days be happy and long in Alaska's outdoors.